Shall we take our scripture reading? The main scripture. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Shall we jump to 1 Corinthians? The second one before we proceed. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse number 47. And that is where the message will base today. The first man is of the earth, earthy. The second man is the Lord from heaven. Lift up your right hand. Father, we thank you for this hour. The reading of your word. It is written, O God, that the entrance of your word brings understanding, and it makes the simple become wise. Therefore, as we hear your word, let everything in our life be exalted from the bottomless pit. Every shame and rejection and disgrace and anything that is fearful to us become our dread. And by the virtue of spoken word and the word ministered, let it bring forth restoration to the souls of men. Let it lift somebody in the keenness of darkness into the amazing light. In the name of Jesus, I have prayed. Shall somebody say amen? Put your hands together for Jesus and please be seated. Amen. Hallelujah. From where we read, today I won't take you too much, but before I do, if there are two positions in life, number one and number two, first position and second position, I'm asking you, where do you want to be? It's a question I am throwing to you right now. Okay, when a question like this is being asked unto you, first place and second place, where do you want to be? If I pass on a book right now for you to write, I will get about 98% to be first. Hallelujah. And then the rest of the two will be second. It doesn't matter where you be. Today's sermon is when second is better than first. Hallelujah. When second is better than the first. Amen. According to Greek, when we talk about first, first comes from a word called protos. Say protos. That is where we got the word proton from. Now, protos simply means beginning or something which comes before. Something which is before all things. The Greeks call it protos. It also signifies something which is called best. When something is best, it is the first place. It also signifies chief. When we say you are chief, it means you are first. In all of the people, you become first. So protos, according to the Greeks, simply means beginning, best, before, or chief. In the world, everything which is first is good. According to the patterns of the world, every position which is of a first place is the ultimate. That is why whenever we are in school, we see that we teach people so that they fall within the first group, the first five, the first 10, or even to become the first. And most of the times, it puts too much pressure on the person who is number one. Because when you are number one, your position is easily contested for. Everybody is aspiring to take you, especially in that race you are running. That is why whosoever is running a race, he becomes so tension-filled. Why? Because if he misses the first place, he doesn't want to be number two. But according to the scriptures, number two is very significant. And at the end of the message, you will take a position and you will give God his place in your life. I didn't hear amen. So in the same Greek, number two or second position is called deuteros. Deuteros simply means second. Say second. It also means afterward. Afterward means that you have seen the first one, but you must also see the one that comes after the first one. Amen. It also means again. Affliction will happen the first time, but it must not happen the second time. Amen. If you are going through pain, if you are going through sicknesses, if you are going through challenges in life for the first time, it should not repeat itself for the second time. I didn't hear amen. So the scripture talks about second place being Diteros. Now, from where we read, according to 1 Corinthians, when Apostle Paul was speaking, he was commending the church of Corinthians. And then he told them that according to the constitution of God, he made the first man. And what is the name of the first man? Can somebody say to me? First man is called what? Very well. So first man, his name was called Adam. And Bible is describing how he was made. Now, Adam was made. Adam was created. And he didn't grow. Adam was not given birth by any woman. Adam was not breastfed. Adam was not fed from the infancy. All we knew is that God created a very beautiful garden and he put the man there. Follow me closely. Because Genesis chapter 1, 26, 27 will tell you that after God has created the heavens and the earth and everything and has seen that everything was good, that is where he created man. Now, when we say something is being created, you create from nothing. When we say something is being created, you create from nothing. You don't create from a substance which you see. You don't create from the matter around you. You create from nothing. Hallelujah. That is why even the world, God created the world from nothing. He just created them, called them to be, and they came to be. Hallelujah. So the first man was created. And in Genesis chapter 2, verse 4 to 7, when God finished creating everything, there was nobody to manage everything he has created. And as a matter of fact, if there is no manager, God's resources will be wasted. And so he never caused the rain to even fall. Why? Because there was no manager upon the face of the earth. God has made you managers and managresses. But if you begin to swindle and not run your life according to what he wants, the things will cease to flow. Can I talk to somebody? God wants to put so many resources into your care. God wants to give you so many privileges in life, but he's looking for somebody who will be able to manage the things that he blesses you with. Hallelujah. That is why when we give and invoke so many blessings to you, the blessings we say, most people do not realize it. Why? Because they are not ready in position. But after the sermon today, may you be in position in the name of Jesus. So when he created all these things, there was no man made because no manager was there to look after it. And in a matter of time, Bible says after he formed man, so man's creation is in twofold. He created man. The created man is the spirit of man. The spirit of man was created. Because the spirit of man do not come from the things we see. So having created the spirit of man, in Genesis chapter 2 verse 4, then he formed man out of the dust of the earth. After forming man, then he put the spirit man he has created inside of the physical man he has formed. You form from the things around you. You form things by the very things you can see. You form things by matter. So man is 100% God and 100% earth. Hallelujah. So the Apostle Paul said, the first man who was created and who was formed, he was formed from the earth. And because he was formed from the earth, he is earthy. But the second man was not formed from the earth. The second man had lived perpetually. The second man was with God from the beginning. The second man is the man behind creation. The second man is the one that formed man by his own hands. The second man was not created by any man, but the second man is God himself. Hallelujah. And because the first man was created and made, everything that he was being led was sensual. and that he was not able to fulfill the assignment God gave to him. Number one, God gave him dominion. Say dominion. God will give you dominion because he sees you to be a king and a queen. And that dominion, because he was not able to keep his position, the enemy took it away, not by force. The enemy took it away, not by volition. The enemy took it away by wisdom. Say wisdom. In the manner of time, Genesis 3 verse 16 to 19. When God was questioning the man why he is in hiding, Bible said the man threw away the blame upon the woman and said, the woman you brought unto me, she has caused us to sin. And when God asked of the woman, if I were the woman, I wouldn't have responded. But the woman also put the blame on the serpent. Follow me closely. And because he put the blame on the serpent, did the serpent complain or he received the blame? He received the blame. Follow me closely. Anything you put your hands around you and accept by yourself, authority is given to you. Do you know that we explain ourselves too much? In matters, we don't even have to explain ourselves. Sometimes something will overcome us. A situation will circumvent in our life. And then an explanation is very well needed to make things cool. But we are not able to keep silent. If believers are able to keep silent and wait on the Lord, especially the doing of the Lord will still maintain your position. Hallelujah. Adam put a blame, a shifting blame. And from that time, men have been shifting blames. Even if they are responsible, they don't want to accept responsibility. Any mistake along their path, you correct them, they just don't want to accept it. And when you don't accept it, authority or mantle is being taken from you. So the authority that became that of Lucifer came voluntarily from man. Man failed to receive responsibility. And by so doing, when it got to the turn of the serpent, he just brought forth the head and received everything. And by receiving it spiritually, he took dominion over the earth. This morning, every dominion you have lost, may the Lord grace you again in the name of Jesus. So from Romans chapter 12, verse 2, the very first one says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God and by the word of his prophecy, that you present your body a living sacrifice. The body you are presenting, sacrifices must be dead before you present them. But you don't have to die before sacrificing to God. He wants you to carry your whole being, as it contains life, just to present it as a sacrifice. God do not want a sacrifice which is alive, but it is permitted when you have Christ in you. Because when Christ is in you, your sacrifices are accepted. I didn't hear amen. And so he said, present your bodies a living sacrifice. And that sacrifice you are giving to God must first of all be holy. Say holy. When we talk about holiness, holiness is not dressing white. Holiness is not covering your head to toe. Because some people think that when we talk about holiness, it's covering your head to toe, that people will only see your eyes. That is not holiness. Hallelujah. Holiness is not just beautifying yourself, but inside it's like dead man bones. Holiness is not like that. The simple word and meaning of holiness means whole. Say whole. Something which is in full. Something which has never been taken out of it. Something which has never been incapacitated. May the Lord make you whole in the name of Jesus. That work you are doing, may the Lord cause wholeness in it in the name of Jesus. Why is second better than first? Because the first man, Adam, was made from the earth. And he lost authority because he failed to receive responsibility. And for that matter, Jesus, who was made in a fashion like a man, but he was not a man, he was spirit. And for the spirit to dwell among men, for we to see the glory, he allowed himself, Philippians 2, to be made to conform to you and I. That is why he doesn't have two heads. He has only one head. Hallelujah. Why is second better than first? So first Adam versus second Adam, we have seen from 1 Corinthians 14 and 15:47. Now, the first blood upon the face of the earth was Abel. Say Abel. In Matthew chapter 23 verse 35, you can put it down. And in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 24, the first blood that appeared upon the face of the earth was Abel. And immediately it was dropped upon the earth, the Bible said it was speaking vengeance. 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 But because first is not better, the blood of Jesus, when earth opened his mouth to swallow the blood of Jesus is looking for mercy. Say mercy. And the blood of Jesus, which is shed for you and I, that one is not requesting you to die. The blood of Jesus is not requesting you to be punished. The blood of Jesus is looking for you to be pardoned. Hallelujah. May the blood speak for somebody in the name of Jesus. So the man Jesus, he is in all things better than number one. Because number one failed his position. And that is why he came. So we have first man who failed, second man restored. We have the first blood who is crying for vengeance, and the second blood is crying for mercy. Now in Hebrews chapter 8 verse 7, God has covenant. Say covenant. Covenant keeps God to his commission. Because if you're able to fulfill a covenant, you do your part and he does his part. The believing that we have in the Lord Jesus is a covenant. When you come to Christ, Bible says you become a new creation. The old things are passed away. Behold, all things are new. And so when you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you enter into another kind of covenant. Amen. There was a fault with the old covenant. Because in the old covenant, it was tied to laws. And the laws, men were not able to fulfill the law. Because when you are able to fulfill one law, another law will hold you. You can love somebody today, but tomorrow when you hate him, the law will hold you. Hallelujah. You can give your arms, even your body, to be bent. But if you miss on one aspect, you will be blamed by the law. And so the law was supposed to make people righteous. That same law failed to keep people pure. And that is why a new covenant has to be made. And the covenant requires blood. And that is why the blood of Jesus, which is the second blood that the earth has swallowed, that blood has ensured that you have eternal covenant. Hallelujah. And this new covenant requires that come as you are. The blood has already killed you. The blood has already covered you. The blood has already perfected you. And your own efforts and action cannot merit that blood. All you need to do is to accept the sacrificial works of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. And when you receive this blood over your life, that is where you are secured perpetually in the name of Jesus. So the blood ensured the second covenant, because the first covenant were found faulty. Say faulty. Why is second better than first? Shall we read our last scripture and then I'll put you close? I can give you 1,001 reasons, but because of time, let me just draw you closer. Galatians chapter 2, verse 20.
I have been crucified with Christ.
Yes.
It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. I do not set aside the grace of God. For if righteousness comes through the law, then Christ died in vain.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. So the first one we have is a body. There is what you call the natural body. First Corinthians will tell you much about it. And we have spiritual body. The natural body is of the earth. That is of what Adam was made of. When I want to categorize myself, I don't classify myself according to Adam. I refer myself according to Adam by way of some things I share with him. But if I want to choose an order, I will choose an order from above. Hallelujah. Because when we have the natural body, we are limited. Do you remember that when Jesus died and rose from the dead, when you receive your glorified body, you don't need transportation. When you receive your glorified body, even if they lock the door, you just enter with your body. But when you are in this body, it becomes difficult to even penetrate through walls. Hallelujah. So that when you begin to follow after God and want to trust him, That glorified body will come. Even when you die, the Lord shall give you a glorified body. Hallelujah. And everybody that comes to Christ, Bible says that you don't die, you sleep. People that come to Christ, they don't die. Death is nothing. Death is like a veil. Death is like a transition. If you want to enter the church right now, you must enter through the door. And so death is the conduit that allows you to enter and access the next dimension. Hallelujah. But it's rather unfortunate when we encounter death in life, then our life becomes so sorrowful. But there is a God who comforts every sorrow in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Because by and by, sweet by and by, everything that has ever lost in our life, the Lord shall cause restoration in the name of Jesus. By so doing, if you have lost business, if you have lost something great, if you have lost capital, if you have lost a treasure, may the Lord restore to you in the name of Jesus. As I draw you close, second is always better, especially when you trust God and put it to God, then second will be better than the first. The second coming will be better than the first one. Because the first coming, people followed after Christ and people disappointed him. Hallelujah. In the first coming, people saw him to be the king of Israel. But that same first coming, people disagreed with his coming. But the second coming will be the dispenser of all things in the name of Jesus. The first birth is not better than the second birth. The first birth is where your mother and father agree to come together in a mutual consentment. And then they bring you here. But the second birth is when you make a decision to follow after Jesus. Hallelujah. And that is why Nicodemus, as great as he was, by night he hid himself and he went to Jesus in John 3:3-4 and said, how can a man do to be like you? He said, but I've told you of earthly things you don't understand. How much more when I speak of heavenly things will you understand? If you want to understand heavenly things, you must be born again. Hallelujah. So every believer, your second birth is better than the first. How many of us have been baptized in the house? Can I see by hand? How many of us have been baptized? Immersed in water. God bless you for that. Amen. All right. So your second birth, and I hope you know your date of birth, because we have two dates of births. I'm not talking about American date of births. Most of us are carrying about 3 or 4 birthdays. No. I'm talking about your spiritual date of birth. It is important to keep it very well. Your first birth is of the natural, but your second birth is very important. Never forget it. Amen. As I draw you closer, Elisha was second, and he became better than Elijah. Amen. Why? Because he received a double portion of his master. May you receive double portion in the name of Jesus. The second death and the first death. If you fail to appear before God in the first death, the second death, don't count your name. Amen. Because the dead will not rise again. People that miss Christ, if you miss him for the first one, the second death is where you just called and put into the lake of fire. You don't even appear before him again. Because the first one you fail. And don't forget Hebrews 9:27. It is appointed unto man once to die. Death is by appointment. Hallelujah. Lift up your right hand. That appointment can be canceled. Sometimes when your job here is not done, you don't accept it. Because Bible says, whomsoever you pray for and you remit even their sins, their sins will be remitted. Death is by appointment. That is what the Bible says. So if that appointment is coming and you are not ready, you must boycott it. Hallelujah. Lift up your right hand. Say, death by appointment, I don't accept. Until I am done with my purpose of the earth. Death of my business, of my career, my success, anything good by purpose, which is carried by death, I disappoint it in the name of Jesus. And as you have declared, may it be so in Jesus' name. The first birth was not better. Second is better. Last but not the least, the second heaven is better than the first one. Amen. How many of us have been to heaven before? We have not even seen the first one. But Bible says the second one, Revelation 21 will tell you about it. How glorious the lion will dwell with the lamb. How beautiful we will all eat grasses. The lion will chew grass. He will not even have the taste for any flesh. That is the new heaven. In the new heaven, you don't need Lamborghini, because you'll be carried by the wings of love. Everywhere you want to be, you will be. Jesus appears and disappears at the same time. So that is the glorified body. You don't need anything. The air becomes your medium of transportation. You have seen some when Elijah was taken away from the earth. He was carried by the chariots of what? Fire. But in the next heaven, we don't need even chariots. Hallelujah. And the gold we are dying to get, the money we are dying to seek, in heaven they shall be under your feet. May the Lord establish somebody in the name of Jesus. So as I bring you close, in these two positions, the first and the second, put God first. Because when you put God first, then your second will be better. Hallelujah. When you let God take the first place in your decisions, first place in your marriages, first place in your relationships, first place in everything you want to undertake, if you put God first, Christ is in God and you are in Christ. And when you put God first, you are already in Christ and Christ is in God. So if God is number one, your second is number one. Hallelujah. So that is where second is always better than the first. May the Lord grace you and then position you in the challenges and the walk of life. The very things you are looking for counsel. May the Lord be your guide. May the Lord counsel you. May the Lord establish the work of your hands. That is why your second will be better than the first. Put your hands together for Jesus. Shall we please rise up to our feet?